my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
All right. This is a return to form, folks. Sorry, that is really abrasive compared to what you were just listening to. That last song that you listened to was April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel, which I think is perfect for this rainy, snowy, haily, very weird weather day. And it's also April, so happy April, folks. But I have not spoken to you for, like, what, 2-3 weeks, I think? This is awful. I don't know how you guys have survived without me, but I'm very glad to be back. My name is Colin, and I host this show every single Thursday. It's called Soapy Serenades. We keep it sudsy. We keep it clean. So, I got a fun-filled program for you today. I got some sad tunes, some happy tunes, some weird tunes, and some more happy tunes to round us off. So, thank you all for joining me. I'm very glad to be back in the saddle again, as a certain little band called Aerosmith would say. Big Boston band. I'm not from Boston. I'm from Medford. Close enough. But, yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit of yapping, because I've really missed this. I have not been in the state of Massachusetts. I was in New York last weekend. And then before that, I actually forget why I skipped my show the weekend before that. I think that I had a lot of work. I've been writing a lot of papers recently. So, you know, midterms and all that stuff. So, I think that I had to skip some Soapy Serenades, which is detrimental to your guys' listening capabilities. So, thank you for tuning in today. I've missed all of you dearly. Yeah, I've been writing a paper about TikTok and its effect on the music industry right now, which is really interesting. I scored an interview with a local Boston band, which was really cool to talk to. I talked to the bassist about it, but they specifically requested that I don't mention them in my paper, and I'm like, oh my god, like, what? I don't want to breach, like, you know, their secrets, but I also have to include, like, some kind of identifying information about them. So I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, as the kids might say. But, you know, I got 30 more seconds until I can deliver a PSA, so I'm just gonna talk really slow for a minute. Essentially, my argument about that TikTok paper is, you know, TikTok is just, it's kind of a cesspool right now. Artists aren't being compensated, and some artists make it big, others don't, when, you know, there's the argument about talent. But I think that music is subjective anyway, so I don't know, man. I just work here. So, Anyways, let's read a short PSA today. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is Colin. You're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Educational Soapy Radio. This next one that I have for you perfectly complements this rainy day weather. This right here is Mad Anthony, a group that was made in the 70s, only on cassette tapes, and all of their recordings were found by the son of the father of the band. This trio right here is from California, and this cassette was found in a old dusty barn. This is Rena from the Lost Tapes. Enjoy.
You ready? This is time.
Sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes. Can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. for another day. We gonna have a good time, and no one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song. When I'm gone, down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. You want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
That right there was the lyrical musings of Mr. Leonard Cohen, who I've gotten into recently. That album is excellent. Songs of Leonard Cohen. Really tune into it if you haven't already. And then before that was You Can Close Your Eyes by James Taylor. And before that was Rena by Mad Anthony. I already explained the story of Mad Anthony, so hope that you like that little history lesson. But that James Taylor song, just discovered it recently. I've had that album on vinyl like forever. Played it on vinyl. Lovely song. But those are all really sad songs, and I don't want to keep this rainy day any more depressing. So let's pump up the jams a little bit. Let's get a little bit funky, why don't we? And what a better way to do that with than a little bit of a fairy tale. Here is a fairy tale intro from the Rainbow Goblins, which is a story by Ulderico, who is a Italian author, who has been famed for having amazing illustrations in his books, but also being covered by a lot of artists and having his stories being infused, one of which was Primus in their most recent album, which actually has illustrations from the book in it. But this right here is from a certain artist who is one of my favorite artists. He has a album entitled Rainbow Goblins, and during his shows, he dressed up as a rainbow goblin. His hair was all rainbow colored, his teeth were all rainbow colored, his suits were all rainbow colored, his guitar was rainbow colored. Who else could we be talking about? But Mr. Masayoshi Takanaga. Enjoy this little fairy tale, folks.
Later on, finding the goblins in the cave, sitting around a fire, the moon, which had just risen, warned the valley about their arrival. The news spread rapidly. The trees, the bushes, the animals, the flowers, the grasses, they all cried with fear. The rainbow goblins have come.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm losing my edge. And I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. Yeah, I'm losing my edge. And I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Can shows in Cologne. I can hear their footsteps when they get on the dicks. Yeah, I'm losing my edge to the internet seekers who can tell me every member of every good group from 1964 to 1978, all the way to up. Losing my edge to the art school in tiny jackets that borrow nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. If you're not having fun, you suck. And I'm losing my edge. Yeah, I'm losing my edge. But I was there. All the underground hits, all
That right there was Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System, one of my favorite bands right now. James Murphy, what a dude. That song is about being old and realizing that a bunch of young kids might eventually take your place over how cool you are, and like you're trying to prove yourself, being like, oh, I saw all these bands, and like, I whatever, but the kids are like, I don't really care, like I don't care. But that's just LCD Sound System. So, he's, yeah, kind of a genius, but, geez, all right, that was our fun era right there. Now we're entering, what's today's date? Oh, today is 4-4, so to break away from 4-4 time signatures, let's do some funky ones. Let's do some, I mean, a lot of them do have, you know, 4-4 time signatures, but I'm just going to play some classic prog rock bands right now, and we'll see what you guys think. So this right here is the most critically acclaimed, you know, most popular prog rock bands of all time. This is Rush with YYZ. We'll be right back.
If I only could deceive you, forgetting the game. Every time I try to leave you, you laugh just the same. Cause my wheels never touch the road, and the jumble of lies we told just returns to my back to weigh me down. We lay cards upon the table, the backs of our hands, and I swear I like your people, the boys in the band. Reminiscence is gone astray, coming back to enjoy the fray in a tangle of night and daylight
that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down, pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
To Montana soon, gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon, gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Thank you. gonna find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no balls, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss. Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
What a weirdo. I love Frank Zappa, dude. That was so weird. I really dig it. That right there was Montana by Frank Zappa and the Mothers with Montana. Talking about how he's going to be riding out west to Montana and raising dental floss. It'll ride off into the sunset like a cowboy. So the original lyrics are a lot more explicit than that, but luckily I found a clean version. And then before that was Book of Saturday by King Crimson. It's not as, you know, rock as the other ones. It's a lot more toned down, ballady, chill. But great prog rock band, if you're looking into that genre. So I got one more collection of songs for you guys. I'm going to play two of them, talk a little bit more, and then I'll sign you guys off with a great other city pop song. But before that, let's play a song off of, I think that this is her newest album, if I'm not wrong. I think so, at least. Yeah, I think that this is her newest release. Besides her, she has a sessions album where she does it in, like, a different studio and whatever, like, live, whatever. But this here is Japanese House with her new song, Sad to Breathe, off of her 23-3 album, In the End, It Always Does. A very sad, then turned awesome song. So this is Japanese House. Enjoy it.
I'm crying.
I can't get over this guy's voice. This is Jalen and Gonda with If You Don't Want My Love off of his 2023 release, Come Around and Love Me. Can you believe that this song was released in 2023? Even the album art looks like it was released in the 70s. Like, what an incredible voice on this guy. I discovered him through TikTok, actually, which kind of goes against the entire thesis of my paper, but he's incredible, really. Can't wait to see what he puts out next. But let's finish off the show on a high note. Yeah, I'm Colin. This has been Soapy Serenades. I'm going to miss you. But I'll be here next Thursday at 1 p.m. For another instance of some soapy, sudsy songs. To finish off and round off this show, get you guys all in a good mood to, you know, beat this rainy, dreary, haily weather. Yes. I have a song by a Mr. Kingo Hamada, and his song is called Maruchi no Dorufin. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this one. And folks, I say it every single time. You should be expecting it by now. Make sure that you scrub behind your ears. I've been Colin. This has been Soapy Serenades. Shout out Pool Noodles. No reason in particular. Just shout them out. Smell ya.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women